With the permission of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, let's explain a little bit about all what's going on in the parasha of this week. And we will try to understand exactly what this parasha of Shemot, Vayera, Bo, you know. As you know, that the Bnei Israel, as Arizal HaKadosh said, that they went to Egypt to repair the sin of Adam HaRishon. When Adam HaRishon eat from the Etzadat, from the tree, the forbidden tree, that Hashem told him not to eat from that tree, and Adam HaRishon and Hava eat, so they did a sin because you know, Adam HaRishon, he was supposing to be a holy man and to listen to all what Hashem asked him to do, especially at that time there was no Etzahara. And what he did, it was not right what he did. So, unfortunately, all the nitzot of the kedusha, all the holiness that Adam HaRishon had, they felt from him, he lost them, and the klipa and the tumah took them. So the Bnei Israel, they had to go to Egypt to repair them, because that nitzot, you know what is nitzot? The nitzutzot of the kedusha that they were Adam HaRishon, so the klipa, the tumah took them to Egypt. That was Egypt. It was at the time of the Avot HaKadoshim, a few thousand years ago. The Egypt was a very impure country. A lot of Avodah Zarah, a lot of Avodah Zarah was there, and that's why the Bnei Israel, they had to go only there to repair. The first one who went there to repair, it was Avraham Avinu with Sarah to locate the place where there is the klipa, when the children will go to Egypt, so they will start to repair. And the first one who started to repair, it was Avraham Avinu. And Eretz Goshen, as the Midrash said, was given by Paro to Sarah. And there in Eretz Goshen, where the Jews were living. And Eretz Goshen is considered as a holy place. So there, it's like all a preparation. Then Yosef HaTzadik, he went to Egypt. And he prepared the way to his family to go to Egypt. And as you know, a few years later, the Jews, the Am Yisrael with Yaakov Avinu, they went to Egypt and they were there. They stayed there for 400 years to repair all the nitzutzot of all the nitzutzot, the holiness that Adam HaRishon lost when he did the sin. So they repaired them. Once they repaired them, so they had to leave Egypt. Now, we must understand few things. And this is very, very important that we should understand. Now, the Gemara said, Vayakum melech hadash amitzrayim asher lo yada et Yosef. So, when Yosef HaTzadik died and all his brothers died, a new king came to Egypt that he did not know Yosef. The question is, it's impossible not to know Yosef, okay? Impossible, because Yosef, he was the one who saved the whole world. He was the one who saved Egypt. So, it's like they have deal. I tell you about Napoleon. Who does know in France about Napoleon? Which president, even any president that he will be in France, he know who is a Napoleon. Napoleon, even the children, they know who is the Napoleon. And Napoleon, he was not somebody who saved the world. He was a fighter. He was a guerrier. He was a man. He was a king that he would fight for. And at the end, he died. But they have deal. Yosef HaTzadik, he was the one who saved the whole world. Who does know Yosef? And beside this, Yosef HaTzadik, he bought all Egypt for Paro. There is papers, there is treasures that Yosef, He collected the whole money that they were in the world for Pharaoh. So how it's possible to know, to say that Vayakom Melech Hadash and the throne of Egypt, he sit there, a new king that he doesn't know Yosef. It's impossible. So our Hachamim, our rabbis, they try to explain that he made himself like he does know Yosef. You know, he know Yosef, but he made himself that he doesn't know Yosef, but he know, or he closed his eyes, that it's like he doesn't know Yosef. I mean, even that, it's impossible to understand. I mean, it's impossible, even if you close your eyes, that you don't know Yosef. I mean, it's impossible that you will not know Yosef. And the Torah said, Vayakom melech hadash al Mitzrayim asher lo yada. It was a new king that he did not know Yosef. It's impossible. You know what I was thinking? I was thinking that this new king of Yosef, this new king of Egypt, that he did not know Yosef. Vayakom melech hadash al Mitzrayim. You know, Egypt, it was a place of full of tum'ah. And you know, Yosef HaTzadik, when he came to Egypt, and then his family came to Egypt, the Egyptians, they started to learn that there is somebody. They started to have faith in Hashem. Up to now, they did not know who is Hashem. When Yosef HaTzadik was the king of Egypt, and always the name of Hashem, he was in his mouth, suddenly, the Egyptians started to believe that there is Hashem. Up to now, they were idolatry. They used to do Avodah Zarah. Most of them, they were idolatry, you know. They used to do Avodah Zarah. But since Yosef came, and Yosef, he proved them that there is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then they saw the Egyptian, they saw Yaakov Abinu, they saw his face. Then they saw the family. So most of the people, they started to believe there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And now there is a problem. Because Egypt, it's an impure place. And suddenly now you have Kedusha who resides in Egypt. So when Yosef died and all his brothers died, Vayakom Melech Hadash, this new king of Egypt, he didn't want anymore the Kedusha in Egypt. He wanted now, from now on, I want Tum'ah. He didn't want to believe. I mean, it's like he turned the page. He said, hey, Egypt, it's a place that here in Egypt, it's a place of Tum'ah. So the Egypt should remain Tum'ah. You understand? Vayakom Melech Hadash. Hadash, it's this new king. I mean, he know who is Yosef, but he don't want to believe anymore what Yosef represents. Yosef represents the Kedusha. Yosef represents the Kedusha. What is the Kedusha? The holiness. Now, from now on, as long as Yosef was alive, by looking at his face, okay, he used to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that Yosef died, Vayakom Melech Hadash al Mitzrayim. From now on, I want the kingdom of Tum'ah. I don't want any more kingdom of Kedusha. This is, that was the kind of power. Now, why? Because Pharaoh, he understood that the Jews, they came to Egypt to repair those nitzot of Kedusha that Adam HaRishon lost and they are in Egypt. So it's a little bit easy for the Jews to repair them and to get out. So Pharaoh, he wanted to make it difficult for the Jews. He wanted to make it difficult for the Jews. That's why Pharaoh, he threw away the Kedusha from Egypt and he established, you know, the Tumah in Egypt. So it will be very hard for the Jews to repair the sort of Kedusha of Adam HaRishon. So there will be no way that they will get out from Egypt. Usually, you have people who came to your country. You welcome them, especially if they did good things to you. So they stay in your country. You don't take them and make them slaves. Understand? It's not normal. So what happened to Pharaoh? No, Pharaoh was very clever. Pharaoh understood that if the Jews, they stay there, and the way to stay and to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to carry on serving Hashem the way Moshe Rabbeinu and the way Yaakov Rabbeinu teach them, so it will be the end of the Jews. It will be not the end of the Jews, Hashem, it will be the end of the Egyptians. So that means there will be the kingdom of the Kedusha will reign in Egypt. So that's why Paro, Vayakom Melech Hadash al Mitzrayim, Asher lo yada et Yosef. You must know something. Wherever you are in America, you are in France, you are in Europe, you are in Africa, wherever you are, there is Klipa there. Wherever you are. And if the Jews are today in exile, in Galut, not because we have to be in Galut, you know, when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, all the Kedusha of Beit HaMidrash, it went all over the world. Understand? You understand? All the Kedusha, it went all. So our purpose today, the exile in the Galut, is to repair. So that's why we have to go to Russia. That's why the Jewish people went to Poland. That's why the Jewish people went to Ukraine. That's why Jewish people, they went to Morocco. They went to America. They went to everywhere. Why? To repair. To repair the nitzutzot of the Kedusha that there is everywhere in the world. And Be'ezrat Hashem, once we will repair them, it will be the end. We'll be Be'ezrat Hashem, it will be the end of the Ketum'ah, and we go back, the Mashiach will come, we go to Eretz Israel. The kingdom of Mashiach will come. That's why we compare the exile of Egypt as the exile of today. The exile of today is the worst exile that we never had before. Because at least the exile of Egypt, we knew that we will sit there for 100 years. The exile of Babel, we knew that we will stay there 70 years. We know that. But this exile of today is the worst exile Why? Because the exile of today, it's an exile that we don't know when it will be finished. We don't know. We don't know when it will be the end. We don't know. Do you know? No. So we see today, Baruch Hashem, there is yeshivot everywhere. Think that we never saw in our lives. There is mikvaot everywhere. You go to Shanghai, you find there a kollel, you find a yeshiva. You go to Alaska, there is there a mikveh. Wherever you go in the world, there is something. There is something of Kedusha. Why? Because we are near the end of the Galut. I would like to tell you something. When the Jews went to Egypt, we knew that the sort of the Kedusha, they only were they were there in Egypt. So that's why the Jews they went to Egypt. They only went to Egypt. They did not go somewhere else in the world because the nitzutzot of the Kedusha, the holiness that Adam HaRishon lost when he did the sin, they went to Egypt. The Tum'ah took it to Egypt. So they were in Egypt. So that's why the Jews, they were there. They went there to repair them. But today, the nitzutzot of the Kedusha, they are everywhere. That's why you find Jews in Alaska. That's why you find Jews here and there. You know, one day, I had to go to l'île de la Réunion. It's an island, isle of Réunion. And the plane, it stopped at Kenya. You know, it's in Africa. And I was a little bit scared because that was the first time in my life that I was in Africa, in Kenya. But I didn't have to go out from the plane. I could stay in the plane. But they said, you know, that anyone who wants to go outside the plane, you know, the airport, he can go. So I took my tefillin, and I went to the airport, and I prayed there. And I was excited. I said, can you imagine why I had to pray in Kenya? I'm sure that there is something here that I have to repair. I mean, I'm sure that there is, because a Jew, wherever he go around the world and he do their mitzvah, that means he had to repair something there. Because today, the exile of today is the worst exile that we never had before. The Kedusha today, the nitzutzot, since the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, the Kedusha went everywhere. So that's why we have to be everywhere to repair the nitzutzot of the Kedusha that they are in exile everywhere in the world. Once Be'et Hashem, we will repair them, we go back to Mashiach will come. Mashiach will come. I would like just to tell you something. We miss something in the Shoah. Look the Torah, how much stories you have in the Torah about Paro, or what Hashem he did to Paro. One thing we knew. Once, I would like be pleased to listen to this. What's the difference between Paro and Hitler? What's the difference between both of them? The difference between both of them, they were cruel. Paro, he wanted to kill the old boys. Paro, he slashed Jews. He killed Jews. You know, he made them suffer. I mean, can you imagine any Jew that he did not have enough stone or enough levanim, you know, like what? Energy. Anyone that he did not have any energy, he killed him. Anyone who did not work to create stones to build pyramid, he killed him. Can you imagine how many people, because they did not have enough stone to put in the pyramid, so the Egyptians they forced them to bring their children to put it instead of the stones and to build on them. Can you imagine how much cruel he was, Paro? It's amazing. But after Baruch Hashem, the Jews, the Geula came. They were the liberation. They were liberated by Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He showed the Egyptians how many miracles, you know, the 10 plagues that Hashem gave to Paro, and then Paro he got rid of the Jews. I mean, it was the end of Paro. That's it. But the empire of Egypt was broken down when the Jews left Egypt. If it became a very poor country, you know, it was the end of Paro in Mitzrayim. But today, unfortunately, today we see Hitler Mahshimo, the Shoah of Hitler. He wanted to kill the whole Jews of the world, men, women, children, everybody. And he fight the Jews everywhere. He wanted to go to England. He wanted to go to America. He wanted to find the Jews wherever they are, to kill them, to finish them. Hitler is. We compare Hitler as the German, Hitler as Amalek. Amalek wanted to destroy the Jews. What happened? Did we miss the Geula or not? I mean, what happened in the year? At the 65 years ago, Hitler, it's like Paro, you understand me? Paro wanted to destroy the whole world. And that he wanted to destroy the Jews. And he did not let the Jews go. All the Jews, they were in Egypt. All the Jews were in Egypt. He wanted to finish with them. With his kishuv, he was a big sorcier, you know, a witch. He used the witchcraft. He was a big witch, Paro. He didn't want to let no Jews going out. He wanted to take advantage of them. He wanted to use the Kiddusha and finish with them. To assimilate them, that's it. If the Jews would stay in Egypt another few months, they will go into 50 Shari Ktuma, and that's it. The Jews, they nearly went to 49 degrees of Tuma. If they would reach the 50 Shari Kdusha Tuma, it's finished with them. That's why the Torah said, "V'lo yechlu itmameya." When the time came that the Jews had to leave Egypt, Hashem he forced the Egyptians to let the Jews get out from Egypt. Why? If they would stay there another day, it will be finished with them. They will go down to the Shari Tuma. They will go to 950 degrees of Tuma, and that's it. It's finished. And thanks God for Hashem that the Jews they were all in one place. They were in Egypt. And Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved that. And now, Hitler, Mahshimo, he wanted to reach this level. He wanted to finish with the Jews, spiritually, material, you know, to finish with them. And Baruch Hashem, nearly, how many miracles? He nearly reached Morocco. Baruch Hashem, kill Jews in Morocco. But he killed 6 million Jews. If he could finish with them, he would finish with them. And what happened exactly? Why we did not have the Geula? Did we miss the Geula? why the message of Hitler, why nothing came out from Hitler? Why the Jews, they were not, we were not, when Mashiach did not come? I mean, why Mashiach did not come? Did we miss the Geula at the Shoah or not? I mean, we have here two kinds of Shoah. The Shoah of Paro, thanks God, he did not succeed this Shoah, and the Jews were liberated with miracles. And can you imagine, you know, how many miracles, if you read stories, what the Russian, what the American, what England, what they did to Hitler at the end, they beat him. Baruch Hashem, it was a big Geula, but we did not see Mashiach. It was a Geula through America, for the foreign countries, but not Geula through Tzadikim. In Egypt, the Geula came through Moshe Rabbeinu, yes or not? But, and Baruch Hashem, we saw a Geula there. But today, in the Shoah, we did not see the Geula. We are still waiting for Mashiach. What happened? Did we miss the Geula? What happened? Well, my friend, the answer is that what happened in Egypt, that was to make you understand something. That the difference between the Geula of Egypt and the future Geula of Hashem, it's only one Geula, to repair the Nitzutzot of the Kedusha. The only way to repair the Nitzutzot of Kedusha, it should be with shalom, with peace between us. If there is shalom between Jews, the Geula could come. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, hey Moshe, you can go back to Egypt, because the people that they wanted to kill you, they die. Who's those people? Do you know who's them? Datan ve'Aviram. Datan ve'Aviram, they were Baalei Lashon Hara. You know, most of the problems that we have today is because of Lashon Hara, because there is no love between us. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, he did not understand. He said, what happened to the Jews? Why the Jews are suffering? Why the Jews are suffering? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why they have to suffer like that? So when he heard, when he killed that Egyptian, and the next day he saw two Jews were fighting between them, and Moshe told him, why you fight? Why you fight? Why there is no shalom? So they answered him, do you think you want to do to us what you did, he said, to the Egyptian? We'll talk about you tomorrow. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, achen odar adava. Now I understand. Now I understand why the Jews are slaves here. Why they suffered? Because there is Lashon Hara between them. Because there is bad language between them. Because everyone talk bad about the other. Now I understand. So now Moshe Rabbeinu, I understand that, unfortunately, usually, when you are Eved, when you are a slave, so you are a slave, you repair. When you're a slave, between slaves, they love each other, yes or not? Because everybody is slaves. But here, Moshe Rabbeinu, he said to himself, they are slaves, and it's like they talk Lashon Hara about one to the other, so now I understand why they have to suffer more than the others. So Moshe Rabbeinu, alav shalom, he left Egypt. So now Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, now the Jews, they did teshuva. Kimito ha'anashim ha'bakshim et nafshecha. The people that they talk Lashon Hara about you, they die. They are not anymore rich. I would like to ask you one question. Who said that those people are at Datan ve'Aviram? Rashi. Okay? Rashi, bring the Midrash. Those people, they are at Datan ve'Aviram. My question to you is, why the Torah doesn't mention that the people who wanted to talk Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, they were Datan ve'Aviram? Why the Torah don't mention names? You see, the Torah said, Kimitu kol ha'anashim, all the people. The question, there is two questions. First question, why the Torah said kol ha'anashim, all the people, there were only two people. Why all the people? First question. Second question, why the Torah didn't mention that the two people that they talk, that they wanted to kill Moshe Rabbeinu with the Lashon Hara, they were Datan v'Abiram? Why the Torah doesn't write this? The answer is because the Torah wants to teach you not to talk Lashon Hara. Even the Torah, it didn't want to mention their names because it's a Lashon Hara. What it is called, all the people, that means all the people, that means unfortunately, a lot of people, they talk Lashon Hara. Not only Datan v'Abiram. Because Datan v'Abiram, they were only an example, but most of them, they talk Lashon Hara. That's what Hashem is to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe, the people that they talk Lashon Hara, they die. They are not anymore important. They are poor people now. And what it is, Kol Anashim and Bakshim Ra'atcha, all the people that they wanted to do bad things to you, and they talk Lashon Hara, now they did Teshuva. Now, and the Gemara said that Datan v'Abiram, they did really Teshuva in Egypt. They were police, and they received a lot of makot from the Egyptian, and they did Teshuva. That means we understand that when the Bnei Israel, when they did Teshuva, and when they understood that because of their Lashon Hara, they are in exile, so they did the Teshuva. So that's why they repair. You know what it is, Teshuva? You know, I would like just to tell you something, and I would like to listen to this. Who was the first one who spoke Lashon Hara about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Nahash. Yes, the Nahash. The Nahash is the Nahash. He spoke. He said to Adam. He said to Hava. Yes, if you eat this tree, you will become like God. So he spoke Lashon Hara about Hashem. Okay. And Hava and Adam they eat. Now you understand. And when they eat from that tree, they lost their nitzotzot of kedusha, and those nitzotzot they went to Egypt. Okay. Now listen to this. This is a little bit of Kabbalah, what I'm going to tell you. Now when they arrived to it, now that means that the Jews, when they went to Egypt, they had two things to repair. First is the nitzutzot of the Kedusha that they've been lost from Adam Arishon. Yes? And the second, they had to repair the Lashon Hara that Adam HaRishon accepted for the Nahash. That means they have to repair the Lashon Hara. That's why in Egypt, the Jews, they had a big Yetzer Hara to speak Lashon Hara. You understand? That's why in Egypt, they had a big Yetzer Hara to speak Lashon Hara. They had a big temptation to speak Lashon Hara. Because in Egypt, it was there the koach of the klipa of the Lashon Hara of the Nahash. So that means they had a big temptation. They had a big desire to speak Lashon Hara. Why? Because the Satan, he knew that they came to repair this. And because he knew that they came to repair the Lashon Hara, so they had a big Lashon Hara, Itzara to speak Lashon Hara. I would like to tell you one thing. The Gemara said, how do you know why you came to this world? What did you came to repair this world? Do you know why you came? Why you came to this world? Do you know what? We don't know. Usually, now we understand. How do I know why I come to this world to repair? If there is a mitzvah that for me it's difficult to do it. I see a lot of people do this mitzvah, but for me it's difficult to do it. If you see that it's for you it's difficult to do it, that means you came to this world to repair this mitzvah. To do this mitzvah. Now, if there is a avera, that you have a big desire to do avera, you see a lot of people, they don't have desire to do this avera, but you have the desire to do the Avera. If you say yourself that you have a desire to do Avera, that means that you came to this world to do this, to repair this Avera. Now, the Jews in Egypt, when they were in Egypt, look, listen to this. Before Yaakov Abinu died, he said to the Jews, to his children, "Itkabtsu bit ahdu." Be always together. What that mean, be always together? That means be together, not talk lashon hara about each one. Love your neighbor. You should not be lashon hara between. Be united. Because you came to Egypt to repair the lashon hara that Nahash spoke about Hashem. And because of that, Adam and Hava did the Avera. And the nitzitzot of the Kedusha, they are in Egypt. You have to repair them. That's why Adam, Yaakov Abinu, he was the Gilgul of Adam Arishon. And the Gemara said that Yaakov Abinu, his face looks exactly like Adam Arishon. Why? You understand? Now I understand why Adam Yaakov Abinu, he looked like Adam Arishon. Why Yaakov Abinu, he spoke to his children, be united. Why? Because Yaakov Abinu, that he was the Gilgul of Adam Arishon, he said to his children, you know, we can, the Nitzot of the Kedusha, they're in Egypt. And we have to repair them. Why we have to repair them? Because Adam Arishon, he accepted the Lashon Hara from the Nahash that he spoke about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have to be, the only way to repair them, you have to be united. You understand? Now we understand why Adam Arishon, the Nitzotzot were in Egypt. Now we understand why there was a big Yitzhara in Egypt. There was a big Yitzhara, a big Yitzhara, a big desire to speak Lashon Hara. So the Jews, they had to repair this. They had to understand, because they have this desire to speak Lashon Hara, because they have to repair this. But instead of repairing what they did, they spoke Lashon Hara between them. So they did not repair. So now Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Na achen od adabra." Now I understand why you came here to Egypt, because you came here to Egypt to repair the Lashon Hara. And because you don't repair the Lashon Hara, so you have to suffer more. So Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Now you can go back to Egypt. Lech shuv Mitzrayim, timitu kol anashim habakshim et nafshecha. All the people that they wanted to kill you, because they spoke a lot of Lashon Hara, now they did Teshuvah. All the Jews did Teshuvah. Now when you go there, you tell them, I send you, they will accept you. They will welcome you. Even that time of Abiram, that they were against you, they will come to welcome you. You understand? Now, I would like to ask you one question. Who really wanted to kill who wanted really to kill Moshe? Parao or those people? Parao. So why the Torah said, "Kimito kol ha'anashim ha'bakshim ha'nefshecha," all the people that they wanted to do to kill you, they die? Who should die really? Parao. Huh? Because it's Parao who wanted to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. So why the Torah said, Hashem said to Moshe, go back to Egypt, all the people that wanted to kill you, they die. They become poor people. No, it's not that Abiram and the other people wanted to kill Moshe, but it was Paro. So why Hashem said, the people that wanted to kill you, they die, not Paro. It's the contrary. Hashem should say to Moshe Rabbeinu, Paro die. Yeah. You understand? You know, the answer is, it's a question that they ask me. You know, the answer is, Moshe Rabbeinu is not scared from Paro. He doesn't care if he's alive or dead, man. He doesn't care. Paro is nothing for him. What he cares, Moshe, is the Jews. Because if really Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to kill those Jews, he could kill them. The same way he killed the Egyptian, he could kill those Jews, because when they told him, "We're going to speak, do you want to do to us the same way what you did to, to the Egyptian. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to kill them. No, Moshe Rabbeinu, he would love to be happy if he hear that they did teshuva. So that's what Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Hey Moshe, those people that they wanted to kill you with the lashon hara, they did teshuva. Now you're not scared. Don't, because all the pahad, all the scared that Moshe Rabbeinu had, it's not from Paro or from those people. His concern was, ay ay ay, the Jews, they have to suffer. They have because they have lashon hara in their hand. Instead of repairing what they have this mid of lashon hara. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu, alav shalom, he was scared. That he couldn't understand. He couldn't live to see his brothers, Jews, suffering in Egypt, and had this quality of medicines, lashon hara, in their hand. He couldn't understand that. He couldn't live with that. So Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, hey, I have a good news for you. Go back to Egypt. The people that they wanted to kill you with their mouth, they did teshuva. You're okay now. You can go. You can go. Now you can go. It's incredible. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu was very happy. He was very happy, Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu never was scared of those people. Now, just now, I would like just to finish with this. Now we understand that unfortunately today, the Geula, it's not we missed Mashiach or the Geula when we had the Shua with the Hitler Mashimo. It's just the Geula of Egypt, they knew that they had to repair the Lashon Hara that they have in their hand. And they did repair the Lashon Hara, as the Torah said, לך שוב מצרים הקימי את כל האנשים הבקשים נפשיך. All those people that they wanted to speak לשון הרע, they die. They are poor people now. They have no importance now. They finished. Now everybody is doing teshuva. So the Geula came. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he went and he delivered them. But unfortunately today, we had a signal when the Shua started, where we did not take the opportunity to repair the Lashon Hara that we had in there. And now we are in the procedures to repair this. And as we don't repair the Lashon Hara, to be united together, everyone should help the other, we are far away from the Geula. So the Geula, it's in our hand. If we do Teshuvah, it's not we miss it. Chas v'shalom, God forbid. Never we miss the Geula. We will never miss the deliverance. Mashiach can come any minute. You look, when there is something bad happened between the Jews, everybody is doing teshuva. We help each other, Baruch Hashem. But we should do it a little bit more. Because today, the Nitzitzot of the Kedusha, they are not in one place like they were before. They were only in Egypt. Today, they are everywhere. They are in America. They are in Israel. They are in France. They are in Europe. They are everywhere. So that's why we are everywhere to repair them. Wherever we are, before we were in Morocco, 500,000 Jews in Morocco. Today, there is only few thousand Jews, maybe 2,000 or 3,000 Jews. Because I think the most of the Nitzitzot of the Kedusha that it was in Morocco, it's been repaired. And now, Baruch Hashem, we are reaching the Geula. Kibbutz Galuyot. People are going to Israel. There is a Kibbutz Galuyot today. And the more there is Kibbutz Galuyot, that means Kibbutz Nitzutzot. That means the more that the Jews, they leave their country and they go to live in Israel, that means Baruch Hashem that they repair the Nitzutzot that they were in their country. But today, unfortunately, what do we see? People go back again to their country. They leave Israel, they go again. That means that there is something more to repair. So today we have, Baruch Hashem, the opportunity, because there is too much Torah today. There is more Torah than it was before. And through the mortuary that there is, it could be easy for us to repair the Nitzutzuf of the Kedusha. So Be'ez Hashem, we don't miss the Geula. We did not miss the Geula. I think we have to do a little bit more in Avodat Hashem so that we can come to the real Geula. I would like just to finish with this. All the purpose of the Geula is to be united. V'ayah Adonai le'melech ha'kol ha'aretz b'yom ahu Adonai echad u'shmeh. All the purpose is that we should make Hashem as the king for all over the world. But unfortunately, if we are divided, so how can we count Hashem as the king on us? We are divided. So when there is united, when Am Yisrael will be united, only one nation, Be'ez Hashem, so Akash could be the king of all the whole world. As it happened in Egypt, when the Jews, they were united, so Akash Baruch Hu, he was the only king all over the world, and the all over the world decided to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the same today. When Be'ez Hashem we will reach this level, to be all of us united together at Hashem, so the whole world we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Gula could come. So Be'ez Hashem, let's pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Be'ez Hashem we will reach the Gula, Be'ez Hashem. And thanks God today, Baruch Hashem, there is a lot of tzedakah between us, Baruch Hashem. There is a lot of Torah, Baruch Hashem. People do teshuvah, Baruch Hashem. And Baruch Hashem today, Baruch Hashem, we have Eretz Israel, Baruch Hashem, we live in Eretz Israel, and Baruch Hashem, people support Torah, support poor people, Baruch Hashem, there is today, we can say that today, Baruch Hashem, thanks God, we are in a way that we are really repairing this ahdud between us. So, Be'ez Hashem, we are not very far from the Geula. We did not miss it, Chas v'Shalom, on the Shoah. It was maybe the beginning of Kibbutz Galuyot. It was a little bit, maybe the beginning. As you know, before Mashiach comes, there is a lot of Gezerot. There is a lot of Tzaudrit. We suffer a lot of, like the Gemara said. As you see, a woman, when the Gemara Vina said that a woman, before she has the birth, she suffers, she has contractions, she screams, she suffered a lot. That's what we call Hevli Leda. And today we call Hevli Mashiach. Before Mashiach comes, people, it will be like the end of the world and the end of the suffering. So it's like the woman before she have the birth. You know, she suffered a little bit. So before the birth of Mashiach, so we have to suffer a little bit, so we can do a lot of teshuvah, like the Bnei Israel. They suffered so much in Egypt, so they screamed, they cried, they prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivered them. So Be'ez Hashem, today we have to be united to repair the Knitzot of the Kedusha, to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu together, and Be'ez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us Mashiach Tzidkenu B'mera B'yaminu Amin K'ratzon. So Baruch Hashem, we did not miss the Geula, we did not miss the Geula, the deliverance was at the door, it's still at the door, and Be'ez Hashem, soon, we will live to see Mashiach coming, and we'll soon see the kingdom of Hashem reestablished in Be'ez Hashem, and then Be'ez Hashem, there will be no Satan anymore, there will be no Avodah Zarah, and all of us, Be'ez Hashem, will be happy. What I would like to tell you this, you know, you are incredible, because Yesterday, I spoke about La Pierre Dural. Yesterday, I spoke about the woman that to avoid her pain before she had the baby, they gave her an injection in the back, so she would not feel the pain. So how can we compare the Hevli Leda today with the Hevli Mashiach? So the answer is, like you said, and the answer is that today, Baruch Hashem, we don't feel the Hevli Mashiach because we have the Torah. Through the Hesed, the Tzedakah we do, through the Torah, this is Lehavdil, our peridural. This is our injection not to feel the Hevli Mashiach. But don't forget one thing. The Gemara said that before Mashiach come, or we will feel the pain before Mashiach will come, or we will not feel. It's up to us. But at the time of the Bnei Israel that they were in Egypt, they had no Torah. and because they had no Torah, so they failed. They failed the Hevli Leda. They failed the Hevli Mashiach. They failed the Hevli of the Geula, because they had no Torah. But today, Baruch Hashem, we have Torah. With the Torah we have, it's like the peridural. It's like the injection that we put to the woman before she had the birth, and she don't feel the Hevli Leda. I mean, she there is a pain, but she don't feel it. She don't feel it. But her body feels the pain, but she don't feel it. The same. There will be a lot of suffering in the world, but we will not feel it. Why? Because of the peridural. It's like the injection of the Torah. When we do Torah and mitzvot, chesed, ma'atzim tovim, and mishpat, and justice, that there is justice between us, so we will miss it. What I would like just to tell you is exactly what happened to the Jews when they were in Egypt, it will happen to us today. The Jews went to Egypt to repair the Lashon Hara, to repair the Ahdut, to repair the Sinat Hinnam, to repair everything. Today, unfortunately, if we are in exile today, because the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinat Hinnam, because of Lashon Hara, the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because the people were not good between them. So we have to repair this. If we repair this, Be'ez Hashem, the Geula will come. And Be'ez Hashem, we are in the way. And Baruch Hashem, we are in the way, and Be'ez Hashem, we will live to see Mashiach, Be'ez Hashem. But only with one condition. The condition is we have to be nice one to each other. And Baruch Hashem, that's what we do today.